This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So, Jerry Clark's continuing here about these government shenanigans programs. What, Jerry?
Well, there's a story going around, and I have great admiration for Jacques Vallée, don't get me wrong, but I think that this is just a dead end. One thing that we should have learned from all these years that we have followed UFOs and trying to figure out not only what they are, but what officialdom might know about them, is that we really ought to be skeptical of people who come forward with unverified stories and say, yes, I saw bodies, I studied wreckage. These stories are always told by somebody who's looking you in the eye, at least most of the time, but they never go anywhere. Eventually, they just prove useless. It's just like, okay, tell me a story, because that's all they amount to is stories. One of the stories in circulation is that sometime years and years ago, in the 1950s and 60s, the CIA was roaming free throughout the backwaters of some South American countries and grabbing people and doing stuff to them, drugging them and hypnotizing them and doing other stuff to them, jolting their brains with electricity and making them believe that they'd seen UFOs and had UFO encounters. Now, that's a great story. There is zero evidence for it. Another reason to be skeptical of it is if this were true, this is not a UFO story. This would be something that journalists and historians who study the history of the CIA would have come across somewhere. And historians and journalists who study the CIA have exposed all kinds of interesting secrets, some of them quite shameful. But nobody has ever even hinted in any history of the CIA that I've read or consulted that experiments like this were going on, and they would be complicated. They would involve payoffs to governments and other people to keep it, I mean South American governments, and other people to keep this thing hidden. There is no hint of this except in somebody's anonymous story that probably is every bit as credible as the next guy who tells you that he saw bodies of alien beings in a crash. These stories don't go anywhere either. It just isn't worth taking these stories seriously.
Yeah.
If someone says that to you, the proper answer is prove it. Give me some reason to believe you.
It sounds too random to me. The details of the case sound like he's just the wrong guy in the wrong place at the wrong time. There doesn't really appear on the surface to be any indication of him being selected out, you know, some sort of premeditated operation that had, you know, him as the human guinea pig on the other end of the deal. So I think I agree with Jerry that this sounds like a legitimate case. I mean, let's not forget that there's really very little precedent for it prior to this. So it sounds like something definitely happened to the guy, and I don't think it has the earmarks of some intelligence operation, as Jerry very insightfully points out.
Jerry, since we raised that, what about Barney and Betty Hill? Is that possibly some kind of government operation?
I don't believe that for a second, no. For one thing, there's no evidence. For one thing, we have a whole lot of UFO abduction stories, however you want to interpret them. But there's no shortage of people walking the earth who believe sincerely that they've had, you know, shocking and unwelcome experiences with aliens aboard UFOs. Unless you believe that the government is behind all of that, which I know you don't. But there's no reason to think that the Hill case was any other than a case that there's always going to be a first case that alerts us to something. And this turned out to be a first case. Again, if the Irwin case were just a one-off, or if the Hill case were just some unique anomaly never heard of before or since, yes, then maybe we could think, well, maybe this is something really different from your ordinary run of close encounters of the third kind. But that isn't the case.
So what's your feeling, David?
Well, I think those are really good points. One thing, some of the questions, we probably won't ever have answers for these questions, but I do have questions about what could account for the strange behavior that led to his return to Utah. That's one. The other is with, for example, the Villas Boas case. Now, that's all speculation, whether there was a government intrigue in his case, but I go into that in the book. Some very suggestive details. And that's why I brought up the Villas Boas case, because if that case did include government intrigue, then perhaps that has implications for Jerry's case, because there are some similarities. As far as the controlled experiment aspect, Jerry did spend 7 months in lockup at the Fort Leavenworth U.S. Disciplinary Barracks, and right next door, they were conducting LSD experiments at the fort under MKUltra, I think that was under MKUltra, or it could have been under the Chemical Corps. There, it's in the book one way or the other.
After the episode, right? This isn't before it.
If I remember right, yeah. And the fact that Jerry does not even remember being in that facility ever, that's intriguing to me. Why would that just be completely gone from his memory? So, I don't know. I mean, I'm just putting questions out there, but I think they're at least legitimate questions. Let's put it that way.
Someone want to jump in, Chris?
Well, you know, again, it just doesn't have the, it doesn't pass the smell test for some sort of government operation. Now, just to clarify something real quick, he was in Leavenworth as a result, what, of his going AWOL? Or why was he in Leavenworth?
Well, yeah, I guess I'm giving kind of a spoiler there, but that's when he was finally apprehended. That's where he ended up.
Well, then that suggests that if there was, you know, just by happenstance and by coincidence, some sort of mind control operation going on with some of the inmates there at Leavenworth, whether it be with psychedelics or other things under artichoke or whatever. I'm not even sure what program was being operated there. You're right, it could be Sidney Gottlieb in the Army Chemical Corps or something going on there. It's all after the fact. So it's, you know, the cart's already past the horse by here. I'm just trying to zero in and drill down on the initial event. And from what I can tell, it sounds like just the wrong place at the wrong time, and that it does have the earmarks of a real legitimate case. Just a quick comment on the Villas Boas case. The description of the woman, you know, kind of enforced sexual partner, grunting like an animal and turning the witness off. I mean, you'd be hard pressed to make that up as a detail. So, I've always thought that particular detail, you know, lends some sort of credence or extra legitimacy to the witness's account. But It's too good to be true.
We got something else too good to be true. You'll hear it in a second. David Boer, Jerome Clark, Gene, and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know, the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
David, I just want to ask you then, let's go into more detail. Let's drill down here. He was incarcerated after being apprehended, but I thought he turned himself in.
Well, that's another detail that is Jerry remembers differently. than the way it's recorded in the records. It could be that he really was intending to turn himself in, but was apprehended along the way. And that's, I think that's quite possible. But the records show that he was apprehended, in fact, by police in, was it Cascade or McCall? But in any case, he had to undergo a court martial, and that led to him being sentenced to the U.S. disciplinary barracks in Fort Leavenworth. Now it's confusing. I was confused because there's three things at Leavenworth that are three important installations. There's an army fort, Fort Leavenworth. There's a U.S. penitentiary at Fort Leavenworth. And then there is what they call the U.S. disciplinary barracks, which is the military's prison. If you're in the military and it's where they send their most serious offenders in the military.
Yeah, I think it's maximum security, isn't it?
Well, at least it used to be. I don't know if it's still... I don't know what the current status is. I can't remember.
All right, so how long did he spend in this facility?
He was sentenced to a year, but apparently somewhere along the line he got clemency because it ended up being 7 months. He was confined for a few months before his court-martial, so it ended up being about a total of about 9 or 10 months in confinement. 312 days, I think it was.
What was his excuse?
For his desertion.
Yes.
What he told his defense said was that he believed that if he could return to the basically his backyard, the wilderness where he grew up in central Idaho, that he could heal himself of the difficulties he was having with his mind, with his functioning. And he claims that it worked. He claims that a couple months in the wilderness, I guess it was 2.5 months, healed him. And the defense counsel said that Jerry wanted to remain in the service, and that he thought that should count for something. He was obviously not someone trying to get out of the military. He really wanted to complete his enlistment. Which they did allow him to do. So he didn't fit the category of someone, quote unquote, bucking for a discharge, which he was accused of, essentially.
Well, at least they let him get back to work at a lesser level.
Oh, you mean after the court, after the
yes,
prison time?
Yeah.
Oh, well, of course, he started from basically no rank. They busted him all the way down. And then from that, he climbed up to, he was sergeant when he left the Army. So he did pretty well when he went back in, when he got out of the prison.
Okay.
And in fact, he had not only that, but he worked in I don't know if you'd call it undercover exactly, but he worked in Austria in an unofficial advisory capacity. He was supposedly, after he was in Germany for a few years, they sent him down to work with the Austrian army.
All right, I'm just trying to sort this out here. Guy, after his possible abduction. Yeah, some kind of breakdown, it sounds like.
Yes.
He goes AWOL. He's arrested, possibly before he's about to turn himself in. He spends months in prison. He's demoted. He's allowed to serve in the military, which strikes me as a lenient sentence. I would think if you're convicted in a court-martial, you're thrown out. A dishonorable discharge. So
right.
He got a pretty good deal here. Now they're giving him all these privileges?
Yeah, I think that's a little interesting. I'm certainly no expert on standard procedure in military criminal cases, but I did think that was a little odd, and that not only that, they put him eventually in a fairly sensitive position. I mean, he had to pose as a tourist while he was working for the army in Austria.
This is stuff you were able to verify independently?
It does show that he's stationed in Germany. Now, the Austrian part, I mean, that doesn't show up in the records, but if what Jerry says is true, then it probably shouldn't show up in the records. It was supposed to be all off the books because there was not supposed to be a paper trail of what he was doing down there.
Now, how much of this future history after the imprisonment, after he gets out, how much of that is documented and how much of that is what Jerry says?
Well, the record shows that he was shipped to Germany shortly after he was released from prison, completed his term in 1966, received an honorable discharge as a sergeant. I don't have independent verification of his work at Kodak, but he did work at Mountain States. He worked at another microfilm company after he retired.
Now, this, neighbors, may be the most interesting story of all. We have somebody here who, under normal circumstances, would be discredited. He's arrested, he's charged with a crime, he's convicted, he serves his sentence, evidently he's fully rehabilitated, and when you say off the books, it implies some kind of intelligence operation. Might make for a good spy movie. What do you think, neighbors? We got more to come with David Buher. The book is called No Return. With Jerome Clark and Gene and Chris, you're in
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Just want to let you know we have a second radio show after the Paracast. It's only available if you subscribe to the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com. That's P-L-U-S dot theparacast.com. After the Paracast, have special interviews, chit-chat. You never know what's going to happen next. We also give you a commercial-free version of this show. Check it out, plus.theparacast.com. We're talking to David Boer, Jerome Clark, Gene and Chris. Jerry Clark. Does this strike you as strange as much as it strikes me as strange? If somebody is convicted of going AWOL and he still gets this chance at rehabilitation?
Not at all. If you study the history of espionage, which is one of my many interests, and you find guys, for example, who are spying for the Soviet Union, there are all kinds of ways that, in retrospect, these guys did something that should have been caused alarm bells to ring, and they got another chance and they went on, and it all ended badly when finally they figured out that this guy was a foreign agent and had stolen all kinds of secrets. That sort of thing happens all the time. Now, obviously Jerry Irwin was a completely innocent guy, completely, you know, patriotic, hardworking soldier. But no, it's not at all odd to me that they would think finally, well, this was some kind of psychological episode and we see no evidence that it's a recurring one. And he's doing a good job. And unless we have some really strong reason to conclude otherwise, we're just going to let him keep doing his job because he seems to be an okay guy. Yeah, I don't think find that all that unusual. I think that it's only in movies and spy novels that people are scrutinized quite that closely and not given leeway to make mistakes or to do something that in retrospect seems suspicious or a tell. But no, this is not unusual.
Well, you should really, really just be grateful he got the chance to rehabilitate himself. What does Jerry Irwin think about what happened to him during that year?
Well, he basically remembers the initial event. He remembers what happened shortly after that. And then the thing, then it's like it's all over. That's the whole story. And there's not much to it. And so why are we talking about this? That was kind of his default attitude about this story. And he was willing to talk about whatever he could remember, but he really didn't think it was an important story at all. And, which to me is kind of, it lends more credence because he's certainly not someone making claims to try to get attention. He's just the opposite. He sort of reluctantly, I mean, he was friendly. He was very cooperative, amiable. And yet, he really didn't think it was a story worth telling. So, to answer your question, and that's because I think to a degree, he remembers very little about that year, and that's very intriguing to me. It makes sense that he thinks there's nothing to talk about because he just doesn't even remember most of those events. Which I started to get a clue about on the very first, during the very first interview we had on the phone. I was reading to him details that had been reported by Coral Lorenzen and later summarized by Jacques Vallée. And he was basically reacting by saying, well, I think these authors have taken liberties. Some of that really just isn't true. And I later started piecing it together and realizing that when I got more documentation, I found out that those facts were true, were documented. It seemed to be that if he didn't remember something, then his kind of way of compensating or dealing with it was to just say it didn't happen. It didn't. If he didn't remember it, it didn't happen.
I think that your book, David, is interestingly read as a book about, you know, a memory anomaly is anything. It's just like this guy is. I think that in your book he uses the analogy of islands in a lake. And that there are just most of these events are under the surface, and these little islands pop up, and those are the things that he remembers. But the things that he doesn't remember are probably greater and far more profound.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. And so I think that it's possibly. A defense. It's a way of protecting himself. And I, from that standpoint, it makes a lot of sense to me.
Well, it's a very strange story, and unfortunately, it's one that, you know, the truth will never be available to us. But it is a fascinating story, and you tell it well in your book. Which I recommend, by the way.
Well, thank you.
Continuing here.
Eugene?
I was going to say something. But then there we go. All right. We're kind of getting to the end point here where I wanted to kind of get ways of summing this up. Now, other than the possibility that Jerry Irwin just had some kind of mental issue in that year, which I suppose is possible, other than that, what's your impression, David?
Well, my impression is that he saw a genuine unknown. I have no idea what that would have been, but he was someone that was probably better than the average person at identifying objects in the sky, having been a Nike missile technician, having been stationed in Alaska, where he had observed secret prototypes of the U-2 flying overhead. And he grew up in the wilderness, where he would have been pretty familiar with the night sky, I would take it, because that's an interesting part of the book that we haven't really touched on, that he grew up in the heart of the largest, what is now the largest roadless area in the lower 48 states, in central Idaho, as a part of a pioneer family back in the 30s. And that's where he went back to when he was struggling so much. He went back there to get away from the army and to try to heal himself. So I think he probably had a pretty good sense of what an aircraft would look like, and he was not at all convinced that what he saw was an aircraft.
Let's continue in our final segment with David Boer. The book is called No Return. With Jerome Clark and Gene and Chris, you're in
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap. But not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, rockoids.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
All right. Looking at the book, listening to you, David Boer, I am stumped, too, as to what happened to this guy. Really. Obviously, it has earmarks of a UFO abduction. Doesn't seem to have earmarks of anything involving government experimentation. Because then you wonder, after he suffers all these symptoms, why would they do what you expect the military to do, which is to arrest him, incarcerate him, and charge him? So on the surface, it sounds like it's some kind of anomaly. Jerry Clark, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you, Gene. I think that it comes down to either some bizarre mental breakdown, which is certainly possible, or a high strangeness UFO encounter involving amnesia and missing time and mysterious dislocations of things. But this was something that nobody in the military was prepared to deal with or could even imagine was possible. And only the Lorenzans had some inkling of what might have happened. But we'll never know. But I have to say that David really provides a lot of interesting and intriguing detail to fill out what will always be a picture with missing pieces.
Towards the end of his life, when you first got to talk to him, and before obviously you had his current illness, where does he stand looking back at this event?
He doesn't really think there's much to it. I guess that's just the way that he deals with it. It was just a strange thing that happened, and then he moved on with his life. And one part that, well, you know, we talked about the Betty and Barney Hill comparison, I guess. And I spent the last chapter pointing out the parallels between those cases, because I think there are some startling similarities if you really look at the details. So I guess where I come down at the end is, well, are these two examples of the same phenomenon? And if they are, what is that phenomenon? Does it have something to do with the government, or is it something to do with some intelligence that we still haven't really come to grips with, other than a non-human intelligence, that is?
I think these things have a long history. and they occur under different guises, but they all amount to narratives of otherworldly kidnappings and dealings with things that are very difficult to define and much less to get anybody else to believe. But these things have happened to human beings forever. And I think that if I had to put money on it, I'd bet that Jerry Irwin had one of those experiences that so far beyond current knowledge that we probably can't even talk about intelligently because we lack the vocabulary for it. But from everything that I can infer from your book, this was one of those experiences. A very strange story.
And that's where Jim Lorenzen in his final analysis, that's where he came down. He was of the mind that Jerry did encounter some sort of unknown intelligence, and that he thought that explained basically all of Jerry's strange behavior in the aftermath, including his trip back to Utah, as some sort of a way, part of a system to block his memories. Their intention was to block his memories with these, what I think Lorenzen called them, memory blocks or something of that sort.
Other than the experience before the psychiatrist and the truth serum, does he recall at all that the military made any further efforts to talk to him about what happened?
The only thing, that's all he really remembers. He remembers that he had the sodium amytal interview. And that's, as far as he remembered, that's the only time that he thinks it came up. And he doesn't even remember what happened during that interview. But then again, he just remembers so very little. And that's why the records were so helpful, because, between the military records and what the Lorenzens had recorded from their interviews with him. And in fact, the records were very helpful also in corroborating most of what the Lorenzens had been told by Jerry at that time. So that adds more believability to the story.
What about the records regarding his arrest, his court-martial, and conviction? What was their conclusion?
Oh, well, see, by that point, the Lorenzens had lost contact with Jerry. The last time they spoke with him was a couple of months before he deserted his post. And I guess that was August 1st of 1959. The last time they talked to him was, I think, the end of May. And he just never got in touch with them again, and they couldn't get in touch with him. So they didn't know anything that happened. The reason they knew he deserted was they kept in touch with his post at Fort Bliss, with his, what do they call that? The orderly room, the company headquarters. That's how they knew that he deserted. But they never heard from him after that.
Did you find any of the military records about this?
About his...
his court-martial and the circumstances.
Oh, okay, yes. After we got the military records...
We got to be brief. We have maybe a minute left. I hate to do that. Go ahead.
Well, after studying the military records... It actually took me a couple of months to notice a little notation that turned out to be a reference to the court-martial. And until that point, I had no idea. Jerry didn't remember. And so I then went through the process of tracking down his court-martial records, which were housed separately but in the same facility.
Okay, what did they conclude? We've got to kind of sum it up.
Well, interestingly, they never brought up the UFO in the proceedings. They just said he only talked about his health problems, multiple blackouts and amnesia and whatnot, and that he thought he could cure himself by deserting his post and going back to the wilderness. And that was the argument they made.
So it sounds to me like they assumed he had some kind of psychiatric problem that maybe was ultimately resolved. That's what it sounds like to me. But how do we know? Do you have a website or something, David, if people want to get more information from you?
I don't currently have a website. I think there is more information, a little more information at the publisher's website, Anomalous Books. I will be setting up, I just don't have it yet, though, a website or a Facebook page.
So if someone wants to get in touch with you, do they just contact your publisher then?
Yeah, that would be fine.
Okay, that's Anomalous Books, by the way, folks. And thank you. If you want to check us out, we're on Twitter. Look for the Paracast on Twitter. Look for two official Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. And we have that second radio show we want you to hear. It's called After the Paracast. And I know one of our listeners says that all we do is talk about movies and pop culture on there. We do sometimes, but it's not the only thing we do. We have special guests sometimes. We continued our discussion about teen ufologists last week with Alan Greenfield and with Jerome Clark. Didn't ask him about pop movies either. We make it available if you subscribe to the Paracast Plus. You get a commercial-free version of this show. Go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. Jerry Clark, first of all, thank you so much for coming back and serving as a member of our panel.
Always good to have you, Jerry.
Thanks, Chris and Gene. It was fun. It was very interesting to me.
Yeah, this is a great case, and I'm really interested in finding out more about cases of this sort. Thanks a lot for being on, and also thank you, Mr. Boer, too, for being on. We really appreciate it.
Well, thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity and enjoyed it.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Classic science fiction at its best. Available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.